I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
After the news organization ProPublica released how little, less than little, the uber-rich are paying in income taxes, I threw out the question, do you think the ultra-rich should pay more? Connor Boyack of Libertas Institute, my special guest host and for Dave Noriega today, you say...
Negative.
Is that another way of saying no? Jeff Bezos, of course, he's the founder of Amazon. The man is worth about $113 billion. He's the richest man in the world last year, likely the same this year. He did not pay income taxes between 2007 and 2011. Zero, zip, nothing. You got Elon Musk, didn't pay any income tax in 2018. And then this guy named George Soros, who we hear about from time to time, it just seems like this phantom financier just pops up into the news cycle ever so often. He went three straight years without paying federal income tax. And I think it's maddening. I think it's maddening to the rest of us who look at our pay stubs and get frustrated by how much we're throwing into the, you know, the big income tax pot.
And, you know, the more you throw in, maybe the more you get out. I don't know. These guys play at a different level of the game than you or I. And again, like, we could invest a lot of our wealth and utilize the same strategies that they do, right? It's just that a lot of us don't because we're paying basic bills and just trying to get by.
801-575-TALK. We want you to weigh into the conversation, to the conversation about the ultra-rich not paying income tax. Peggy in Park City. What's your thought?
Well, it's real easy with limited information to make the judgment about that. Fundamentally, I'm a capitalist at heart, and how hard you work has something to do with where you end up. And yes, I pay income tax, but they also are providing a lot of jobs. They have a huge effect on the economy, and it's typically the ultra-rich who do the philanthropic, I mean, you know, museums and care for other people around the world. You have too little information to be making that kind of judgment.
Peggy from Park City, thank you so much for jumping on the line. And it is a true story. They do to give to charity. That is one of the ways they can reduce their tax bill. They also pay on their income based on investments. So not on wages, and investment income tax is usually taxed at about 20%. But Peggy, you bring up a good point. I mean, what's the rest of the story? Do we have all of the details about their tax records? President Biden has proposed doubling the tax rate on the highest, those who earn the most, and they want them. He wants them to pay for the profits they make on their stocks and other investments, according to this article. To which, Connor, you've argued that that's just not the way to go.
Debbie, I feel like we're playing out Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged, right? Where, like, we have to, like, self-flagellate for, you know, not paying enough taxes. Okay, who listening out there doesn't claim every deduction they can, right? Oh, I've got this many children, or I donated to charity. Like, whatever strategy we can avail ourselves of to pay less taxes, we all do it. It's legal. We applaud it. Like Peggy, I'm a capitalist. That's the system we have. anyone who thinks that other people should pay more taxes, they're more than welcome to, you know, write a bigger check to the government. You can donate to the government, give even more of your wealth. And so I think it's very disingenuous for people to say, you ought to pay more when everyone's following the law. These guys, no one's claiming that they're not. We can do the same. And we do the same. That's the point.
I can't look away from this article, though, and it is a long one. So, Peggy, you should go take a look and at it and read it, because there are more details in that article that we just, you know, it's 5, 6, 7 pages. We're not going to get into all of the details, but you got the meat of it. You got the meat of it, that the really, 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 really wealthy people in America use the tax system, should I say, to their advantage? And it what they're doing is not illegal. You bring up a good point, Connor. It's just maddening. Can't I just be mad about it?
It's news radio. Why not?
Can I feel jealous that they have a better accountant than I do? that they perhaps understand the tax code, where I look at the tax code and my eyes glaze over and I fall asleep? Let's turn to our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line right now. A lot of our listeners weighing in via text at 57500. Connor, I'm going to get your reaction to what they're saying. If the ultra rich don't pay their fair share of income taxes, this one listener writes us, you and I make up for it. That's the bottom line. It's absolutely backwards. Do you feel it's backwards?
What is a fair share, right? Like, that's a subjective thing. You may think it's 80%. I may think it's 8%. So these are feel-good terms. Again, like, if you're upset with the way things are, go talk to Congress. They're the ones passing these laws. The rich are taking advantage of the same laws you and I are. Fair share, that's just a feel-good term that means nothing.
I love what this listener texted us, because I agree with you 100%. Tax laws do not apply to everyone equally, because they are so complicated that unless you can afford to hire expensive accountants and tax attorneys, you can't take advantage of the beneficial tax laws. And think of the person who dares to do their taxes on their own. I've never been as brave as those folks.
I pity the fool.
I actually,
it's a valid point, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't dare, and I pay more to have my taxes done, because I just don't feel qualified. I'm actually quite envious of people who feel as though they can do it on TurboTax or do it by hand by themselves.
So you mentioned TurboTax. You want to know who pays hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to Congress and lobby against efforts that would streamline the tax code and have a fair flat tax, and these efforts that would make it brain dead easy for you and I to file our taxes? It's TurboTax and their parent company. They pay for lobbyists to defend the complicated status quo, because they make all this money because
Connor,
we have to go pay them to do everything. It's
every
crazy.
Time you bring up this lobbyist argument, I have to remind you, you're a lobbyist too.
I'm a lobbyist for liberty, Debbie. There's a big difference. We're not all dirty.
And you don't lobby in Washington, D.C., or do you?
I don't, fortunately. I stay free of the swamp.
On Utah's Capitol Hill. Hey, I think it's been a great opportunity for me to vent about the ultra-rich and their, I don't know, the $0 that they pay in taxes. Straight ahead, important conversation for parents after a Salt Lake City school board member was arrested on criminal charges involving children and a popular social media app. We're going to find out what the worst app kids can have on their phone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.